Okay, good evening everybody. So we have been learning about the uniqueness of every period of Shabbos. And we really talked about how it's a build-up. And it's not the same. Like a weekday, for example, the tefillos are Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv are essentially the same Shmona Esrei. And Shabbos, every Shmona Esrei is unique. Every period is unique. We talked about the different times of Kabbalah. Of Chakal Tapuch and Kaddisha, like this the Holy Garden of Friday night, Atik Yom, and literally the presence of Hashem Shabbos morning, and even higher, so to speak, by Shalosh Shudas, where we go into the week, and we said it's the Zer, how the Zer Anpin, connects in that sense. So we said it's even the Rav, it's the Ratz, which we'll actually pick up next week, Shalashis Mincha, this connection for the rest of the week. What we did not discuss, which is particular to Shabbos, albeit Yom Tov has it as well, but in a different way, is Musaf. So tonight, we're going to discuss Tehillas Musaf. HaTzfila Miuchez LaShabbos, we don't have during the week, is Musaf. Now, of course, in the time of Beis Hamikdash, it was a Korban Musaf, and our Musaf takes the place of the Korban Musaf, which you would have had in the time of Beis Hamikdash. But a Tefila Miuchez LaShabbos is Musaf. V'Tefila Zu and Musaf is Miuchez Miur, is very specific to Shabbos. V'Shema Mokhich, and the name itself, Musaf, add on, we have another Shmona Esrei, we have another Yud Ches Brachas that we said, another Shmona Esrei, albeit it's not 18 Brachas, is, Tosefes Shal Shabbos, then we add on to Shabbos. We also know, Shigama Kedusha Shal Musaf Miuchedesi, we say, as opposed to Kadosh, 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 but the Musaf of the Kedusha is Miuches, and it's called for Musaf Keser, Nikras Kedusha's Keser. Now, by Nusach Svard, or Arizal, or Svardim, they actually say Keser in Kedusha. But we don't do that. Ashkenaz doesn't do that. Those are the Nusach Ashkenaz. They got the Nusach Ashkenaz, she ain't Paischem Lashon Keser in Yerulacha. Right now, Keser, by the way, I remember speaking to a chassid a couple years ago. How do you in Rosh Hashanah not say Kesri Ilcha in Musaf? Like, Kesri Ilcha means we so to speak, give Hashem the crown. We give Hashem the crown, like, we who are created in every breath we take, all depends on Hashem. It means in our own, we bring Hashem into our world and we give Him the crown, right? As we discuss at length, it's when we recognize Hashem as the Melech, so we bring Him into us, so we give the Keser to Hashem. So Nusach Svardim, will say Keser Yinilcha. Hashem, we're giving you the crown. We're recognizing you. It's just like when we say a blessing, a bracha, we say Baruch. We're not blessing God. We're recognizing that God is the source of all blessing. And the same thing is when we crown Hashem, we're recognizing Hashem is King of everything in the world. And actually, the hardest thing, it's just a reminder to recognize Hashem is King of it, is not the telescope, it's the microscope. It's very easy to recognize Hashem in other places, other things, in your own life, everything in your life. That's in the microscope, it's by far the hardest, right? And when it revolves around everything that happens, every person, every interaction, every challenge, every great thing, it's not, to give credit that's from Hashem, not because we're smart or we're strong or great people. That's the biggest challenge, to be cognizant that everything comes from Hashem. So Ashkenazim, we don't even say Keser, but still it's Kedushas of Keser. The whole idea is Keser. Shosh HaTfilas HaKvuas, Afal Pi She'en Kulam Nusach HaMiyuchel HaShabbos. We discussed the past few weeks, the other three Tfilas, even though there's not a formula, it's not exact, they're all different, Shachar Mincha and Maariv. Iker Mazot Shekin Amu Chazal Shea Ruel Lomar Ken Yurches Brachas. Really, he says the other three tefillos. Take it back. Shachris, Mincha, and Marv are really not specific to Shabbos per se, which means it's as follows. Really, they should have had 18 brachas, Shemona Esrei, like they had during the weekday. But, even though it would have been a little different, as we discussed, but Chazal said, because of covered Shabbos, we don't add in the extra brachas. We only have 7 brachas per tefillah. Masha Inken Musaf. Musaf is the whole, everything about Musaf is only for Shabbos. It's miyucha for Shabbos. Uve Kadmon in the early Sfarim, they bring, all the early works bring down. Shekamod, just like Mincha and Mariv and Shachris are against. Avraham is. Avraham, the Talmud says, the Gemara says in Brachas, Avraham, we're not going to focus on this right now, although we did it in Shem Tefillah. Avram is Shachris. He created the idea of Shachris. Yitzhak, Isaac, created the idea of Mincha. And Yaakov did Mariv. And each, there's a lot of reasons why they were specific. Who's Musaf? Tefillah's Musaf is Keneged Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is Musaf. Now, I don't think he says this, but Yosef and Musaf, right? They both add on, right? Yosef and Musaf. So Yosef HaTzadik, Shekein, Be'atbash, Atbash is a way of, it's like a way of doing gematria, so to speak. So you take the Aleph, which is the first letter, and the Tav, which is the last letter, and you could switch them. So when you do Atbash, and Aleph goes against Tav, the Mem gets changed with the Yud. So instead of Musaf, just switch the Yud and the Mem, and you get Yosef. And Nivarek Sas Larkeno, we're trying to explain according to our ability, Ma Haisa Midas Yosef Atzadik Biyuchad. What was unique about Yosef? If we could understand what was unique about Joseph Atzadik, we understand what's unique about Musaf. Now, Vini B'Midas Shul Pasach, you know, earlier we said the Pasach Lashcha Hashem HaGedula. To you, Hashem, is greatness and grandeur, right? The sixth one is Ki Kol Bashamayim Ovaretz. In that, in the sixth clause in that pasuk, is you are everything in heaven and in earth, right? Everything, Hashem, you are everything in heaven and in earth, and we know that number six, you know, even by Ushpizen as well, and most of it. It's Yosef. Six represents Yosef, the Midas of Yisrael Yosef. Hamida, this idea, as the pasuk, because everything is heaven and earth. If you look at the Targum being, of course, Targum Unklus, which we have a Masur from Sinai. It says, the Achid B'Shamayim HaAretz. It's not that you Hashem is heavens and earth. You Hashem connect. Everything is connected. No, everything is connected. Well, of course, Hashem. If Hashem is one, everything is connected. So what does that mean? All right, Shemayim Hem Shemayim. At one level, the heavens are the heavens. The heavens just means only are the stratosphere. The heavens is the heavens, and the Aretz is the Aretz. V'yishhevdol merchak atzum. There's a tremendous chasm, tremendous division between the heavens and the earth. In fact, what do we say in davening? Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem. The heavens, that belongs to Hashem. But our Nasla, that Hashem put us, empowered us, gives us free will here on earth. L'zeba Hamida Zu, this Mida, the sixth one, says le'echad shemayim v'aretz, not le'kadosh sha'aretz, b'kedusha sha'aretz, that there's a midah, there's an attribute which sanctifies, even though, so to speak, it's given over to man. This world is given over to man. We choose, you know, in theory, to nuke the world, to pollute the world, to better the world, to ennoble the world, or to defile the world. Even though Hashem empowers us, allows us to have free will in this world, there is a mida which connects the Hashem's world, the Shemayim Va'aretz. That mida in Kabbalah, in the Karmayim, is called Yisoid. Yisoid means foundation. And Sizei Yisoid, I call it, because this concept of the connection between heaven and earth is the foundation of everything. Shlahavi is hachesed v'hashefa hanurash yesh b'shamayim, to bring down the divine abundance that's in the heavens, so to speak, and to bring it to this world. It's a midah miyuchedes, the midas that he spoke of, this particular attribute of Hashem, and it's the yisayid l'kol hatov shebaolam, and it's the foundation of all blessing, of all good in this world. That connection of to the conduit of the heavens and the earth is the foundation of all blessing, real blessing, permanent blessing in this world. This is also the greatness, that the attribute of the righteous people, of righteous Jews, who of a tzaddikim, of a real bona fide tzaddikim, you know, in Chassidus is a very big idea, but it's not specific to Chassidus, that the tzaddikim connect the upper worlds to the lower worlds. That's why by Chassidim they want to connect the tzaddikim, because that's an extra conduit to connect. They bring down miyuchad bazeh, and the ultimate example of this was Yosef HaTzadik. For example, Yosef HaTzadik was in the most decrepit, immoral place, right? He's in Mitzrayim, a place that's all about the hedonism, all about immorality, lewdness, right? He enjoyment of this world, you know, everything, the whole world was revolved on that, you know. Nothing can even compare. I mean, even in the worst cities, you can think of today, when you think of sin cities, they still wear clothes, there's still some level of, you know, Mitzrayim had none of that. It was Irvas Haaretz, the Chazal said it was like the most immoral place in the world. So, but Makom Rachok B'Yosef Mekadosh, and that was the farthest away from anything of holiness. Uvizman Nisayin HaNeira, and Yosef HaTzadik, right? You know, I've said this before. Moshe Rabbeinu, I grew up in Miami Beach. I knew where not to walk when I grew up. There, if you go to South Beach, right, on the beach, you can't be a tzaddik there. You go hang out on the beach at South Beach. The music's playing, people are walking around mostly naked. They call it bathing suits or whatever they have there, but they're mostly naked, almost all naked, right? It's all laughing and giggles. There's nothing holy about that scene. And you go there at nights, and it's all partying, and it's not about anything in holiness. Every vice you can think of is there. Trust me, I grew up not too far from there. Every vice you can think of is there. Every avera in the world, they do there. Every single avera in the world, they do there. So if you hang out in that place, imagine you have a person sitting on the beach during the day, sitting in the discos at night, you know, all around them are all kinds of acts of moral turpitude, immorality, men and men and women, everything you can think of. Animals, go on, you're there, you're Yosef. That was Yosef's reality, Mitzrayim, plus. In the day he was on the beach, and at night he was in the pub. That's what he was surrounded all around with. In the royal palace eventually as well. And Yosef HaTzadik, even in the most immoral atmosphere, he sees his father. What does Yaakov represent? The face of Yaakov is on the heavenly throne, whatever that means. I'll tell you, obviously there's no physical throne, but whatever that means conceptually and metaphorically. Even in Mitzrayim, even in the most place where you can totally lose focus of the heavens, totally get lost, get, you know, somebody just asked me yesterday, a person who was a big, someone involved in the news, he was a publisher, he was asking me about, you know, people who leave Orthodoxy. He was a Jewish guy. So I haven't really followed up with him. I was trying for this wedding. But, you know, some of the people, you know, it's a relatively small percent, Baruch Hashem. And there's different reasons why different people potentially leave. But in the weaker Orthodox world, the reason people, it's almost always the same thing. You have a kid who's barely Orthodox, they go to university, okay, this is like, you know, it usually starts a little bit earlier, they go to university, and they it's not even a rebellion, they just get so caught up in this fraternity, the sorority, the boys, the girls, the atmosphere, and they forget about Hashem. And then their religiousness, you can take these kids, and flip it. I think I told you a story. When I went from Lakewood to Penn Law, my first year, I walked around the Hannah jacket, I'm married, my kids, I had been out of Cradle. And I went to use the bathroom. I was like, I was in University of Pennsylvania, how would I be a fraction of this, but I didn't care one iota where I was. You know? I ended up in their diversity brochure. I remember I sang Asher Yatzar, and a guy walks by me and said, "Yo, you're saying Asher Yatzar." And I found that this guy's intermarried. He grew up like semi-Orthodox. He's married. He went to law school. He's in third year. I was my first year. He totally collapsed. But he was not like anti. He just got caught up in the world around you. Now, that's in general life if you're very weak. You know, more Hasidic or Yeshivish, well, usually it's a very different. If they ever leave, it's not for a Christian. I'm just saying it's very different. But you can get caught up. But to be on the beach, literally, or in this pub, and all you're thinking about is the heavenly throne, if you, that's already a different galaxy. That was Yosef. Yosef leaves the world, even the worst parts of the world, even the easiest way to be totally lost in this world and get caught up and consumed in this world. And he connects Shemayim Shemayim, and Yosef is always able to take Hashem and bring him down to this world. His buyer, Kvar, Bechelik Echad, Shabbos, we already discussed weeks ago, many weeks, months ago, in the first section of this book, that Sefer Shabbos represents Malchus, kingship. Hanala Hamlet, that we, in our lives, make Hashem the Melech, and when we make Hashem the Melech, the king, we bring his presence, so to speak, into our world. The Amnam, however, in Malchus, he's Sefer Tachlis. That it would bring Hashem in on Shabbos. Right? What about the rest of the week? What about when we're not Mamluch? What about on Monday and Tuesday and Sunday, right? What about the rest of the week? What brings Hashem into the world? That's this mida of Miachet Shemayim Va'aretz. Where he says, Kichol Ba Shemayim Va'aretz, as the Pasuk says, the verse says, everything is in the heavens and the earth. L'cha Hashem Hamlocha, to you Hashem is the kingship. The Hainu, this Mida, this attribute of which brings Hashem in the Aretz, is the Neshama. It's the apex of it is and the reason that you can even do it during the week, and what it also represents even is Shabbos itself. And that, the truth is the essence of Musaf. We daven Musaf. Now, I hate to say it, in many shuls, most of people's heads already into Kiddush. That's not connecting Shemayim to Aretz. That's just making your belly bigger, right? You know, especially certain places, they have, you know, the cholent and the kugels. That's all they're thinking about is the food. Or if there's no Kiddush in the shul, they're thinking about lunch. You know, the Musaf people just, they rush through Musaf. They, you know, now certain shuls, the rabbi speaks before Musaf. So, you know, it's after lading, they're already almost folding up the talis. No, Musaf? Musaf? The Iker Shal Musaf. Shabbat Mispat Ikar Shal Shabbos. There you're emphasizing and articulating the essence of Shabbos. That is Lahachser Es Ha'aretz V'chol Asher Bo. Take the world that we live in, and again, remember I just said, of course, we have to have a telescope. We have to think about Ukraine and Eretz Yisrael. You got to think about the White House and inflation and interest rates and, you know, whatever you can imagine in the world. All our existence. And our friends in Shul and the community anti-Semitism, etc., etc. Of course you're taught. Then you gotta think of you. Hashem is your melech. You gotta connect you, your life, everything to Hashem. That's the microscope. And the musaf is, and therefore we start, what's the first after the three brachas? What's the first thing we say in musaf? Kim Aslim Tikanta Shabbos. Tikanta is tough. We go from tough. You prepared Shabbos. We go from tough, which is the last letter, all the way to Aleph, Tashrak. So we say it's a hint that you're supposed to take everything from below and bring it above. We're supposed to take our world and bring it and connect it to above. Metav, which is the lowest, the last letter, to the highest, Aleph is the Echad Anoichi, to everything should be under Hashem, all of our life. People are doing the opposite sometimes. They're thinking about their cholent, their cocoa, or their jelly beans, or their scotch, or their wine, or their bed, they're tired, they want to go to sleep. The imamish, by Musaf, there are people, you know, their heads are already out. That's totally wrong. By Musaf, we're thinking how everything should connect to Hashem. Not to run out of the shul. Musaf is the essence. It's Yisoyed. It's the one between Shemayim and Va'aretz. With the Korbanos, we say, it's Ishe Reach Nichoach LaHashem. It has a beautiful smell. So it's Shazer Kol Metzias Ha'esh. Shemafrakes Kol Chefetz L'Seidosov. U'machziro Kol Chelik L'Sherasso. It's like, so when you're burning something, everything goes back to it, its source, but right? The water goes back to its water, it burns out. I remember this, I don't have to be a physicist for this, right? Everything will go to its source. You don't have to go to MIT, let's put it that way, for many reasons. Right? The water will go back, the fire actually it is there, there's wind of a certain things, and offer for Afer, things that burned up and goes back to the four rudimentary sources. The fire goes up, and the idea is everything goes back to its source, and the kach, that's so to speak part of the concept of korbanos of the burning by incense and also by korbanos. Lakachas sacrifice, lakachas davar chai. You take a living thing which represents you the person offering it. And you're giving everything over, so to speak, to Hashem. Right? You're giving over all of the animal, every part of the animal is given over. Some korbanos is completely burnt, some sacrifices you partially eat, the kohen will eat. But everything is part of a mitzvah. Everything is part of a commandment. So the goal is by the korban, by the muslim, is that you give everything over to Hashem. And it's not easy. With a microscope to look at your life? Not easy. Not easy at all. When you offer a korban musaf, we say a musaf, it's not to do tshuva like by sin, like sometimes you have on certain yomtos, you have a sacrifice for sin to do tshuva to return. El v'yom haShabbos, when we do korban musaf on Shabbos day, it's shnei kavasim. It's they would offer two kavashim, two young sheep, which are 1 year in whole. Young sheep, and it says even by in Shmuel Aleph in the Book of Samuel that the first king Saul was like one year when he became king, which means he was innocent. And what does that mean? It's all deep concepts. He chazara shal ava v'chiba. Menachas ava v'nedava. Voshe esbar ina menucha shu bitol agashvitz v'chzir al asheres. Menucha, it means it's a love and a connection, which is ina menucha, which when we leave, you know, it's interesting. We're supposed to leave our work week, our weekday, our mundane behind. And yeah, on Shabbos, as we discussed, we eat and we do sleep, but we're taking that all and connecting it to Hashem. And we're bringing it all to its root. We're connecting heaven and earth, let's say. Menuchas Emes Venum Emuna, and that's why we elaborated several weeks ago that when we say Menucha, the rest of Shabbos, we actually went through every little part, every phrase, every clause, every word of this sentence. The Menucha, the rest, is of truth and of faith, of Shalom, of peace and tranquility. Hashka Betach. All of that, all the reason it's all peaceful, tranquil, beautiful, is because everything is there. I mean, just like that korban, every aspect of it is connecting above. Musaf, in particular, represents that our whole life, when we come to Shabbos, is totally connected to Hashem. That's the goal. That's the aspiration of every Jew, by the way, that we should be totally one with Hashem. We, you know, again, we're not focusing on this, but on a Kabbalistic level, when to the extent you don't have Hashem in your life, is a level of idolatry. Not that you're an idolater, but that means you've taken Hashem out at some level, right? You've removed Hashem at some level, which means at some level, Hashem's not your king. Right? If you believe that your boss or your neighbor, or you know, you broke your leg, or you got into a car accident, or you're challenged with something, it's not, there's somehow that happens, you know, you're lacking Hashem. If you believe you're stuck with the wrong parents, or upset, or you're lacking Hashem. If you think you're so smart because you're smart, you're lacking Hashem. That, to that extent, you're lacking. In Muslims, the idea, no, it's miyachet, everything below is connected to above. We connect the world by love. We recognize everything comes from Hashem by Musaf. Sometimes a person, again, we're not worthy. It's not our purpose today to see open miracles. That's a way sort of to get the world, you know, cognizant of it. But Shabbos is the getting it the complete oneness. We stop. We totally withdraw from our, not our routine, but from the idea of the world. And we recognize that Hashem is the creator and continues to create the world, and there is a beginning, and everything comes from Hashem. And in Oyin Melvado, there is nothing but for Hashem. And when we do that, we're in this Achdu, we connect everything in this world, telescope, microscope, ourselves, everything in this world, to Shemayim, and wherever we are. It can even be, if you're Yosef Atzadik, you can be on the beach. Not that you're allowed to go to the beach, he was stuck there. He was locked down there, he couldn't get out of there. And don't choose to go there, it's not a good idea. Right? Or the disco, or the pub, or the whatever, the parlor, whatever it may be, right? Or, you know, or some people their beach is a restaurant with free food, and you know, they just everything. That's also, you know, you put food in front of certain people, you just eat whatever they say. You know, it's like there's no concept. I'm not comparing it to, but even when you eat, eating is a very holy thing done correctly. Very holy. We're only making brachas and benching. How you think, connect everything to Hashem. When it's after Shemayim Arsi Yichud, Adcha Oilam in Shabbos allows everything to connect to Hashem. All the eating, all the sleep, all the learning, right? You connect the key side, that's the total oneness. There's nothing but Hashem in a person's life. That's Keser. When you get to Musaf on Shabbos, it's a V'yinu l'chal Keser, whether you say that Musaf Sfar, I don't say that Mashkenaz, but you live that reality, right? There's no more division. That's that you can only have on Shabbos. You can only have that addition, that Musaf on Shabbos. You cannot have that during the week. With Kedusha, and when you get to holiness, Nogin L'Dala, you go take step, from lower to higher. Right? You go step by step for holiness. And I think I've said it, you know, over the years, that the famous Vologain, it says that a Balatire Messiah or so, that a person who comes to purify themselves, Hashem helps them. So the Vilna Gaon asks, well, how come you see sometimes people becoming Balei Tshuva or people working on themselves and they slip and they fall and they regress? So the Gra says that when you go up in spirituality, as a rule, you just like you climb steps, you can't jump steps. You ever see people try and jump up steps? You'll fall and hurt yourself, right? Same thing in Ruchnius. You have to take step by step. Now, there are certain things you can push quicker, Sometimes you can run up. Sometimes you have to walk slowly. Different people, and for different people, there are different things that are like that. But whatever it is, there's always a step to go from lower to higher. La'aked eretz shemaim, to connect Hashem. And if you do three, so to speak, as an idea in Torah, that it creates a chazak, that it's a reality. That it continues. And it says, as Isaiah Yeshayah says, that if you have view of Torah three generations, forever, once you have it three generations, the Torah will stay by you. Again, you can be grossly negligent and lose it, but if it, without jumping off a bridge, it will stay by you. Also, we say kedusha, kadosh, 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 three times. And when malachim see the kedusha shabbos, it actually says, they say, ayay, where is this makom kavoido? Where is this, the place of this greatness? Now, the angels who, when they see it, say Kedusha, they see that they're there every day. Why? Now they're saying, because on Shabbos, everything is connected. There is no division. They see, if an angel would, so to speak, see us say Kedusha during the week, Kedusha during the week, of course, we're religious Jews, we're observant, we're working on ourselves, we think about Hashem, we think about the creator of the world, we believe, obviously you're coming to Shul on a weekday, or you're a lady davening at home, praying at home, but not everything in our life is so connected. And therefore, they can have, don't say, Ayyam Mekom Kavodah, but on Shabbos, especially when you get to Musaf, everything is connected. Whoa! Where is the place of this greatness? And then, what do we say in Kedusha? Umiyam of Akshim, Mimikomo, I won't sing for you because, again, I'm not a great singer. Mimikomo, we say from his place, Huyafe, look at the Kedusha on Shabbos Musaf. Huyifem Berachamim, Hashem turns in mercy, V'yachon imam yachad, and he gives chayin to those who miyachad, who recognize the oneness of his name. What's the oneness of Hashem's name? Shakesha, the connection. Ben Shamayim, on the heavens, to the earth. Breishet Tzarech Momate, we come, how do we connect from below up? Momata Lamala, the Kesher, to connect our world to the Shemayim. Like Yosef, Shekidish Ha'aretz in Kedusha Hashem Yisparach, Yosef, all the years is in Mitzrayim, he's in the Kaddish, even the dungeons, in the palace, as a slave, he's in the Kaddish Hashem. As the Aretz of the Balea, when we keep Shabbos, right, Baruch Hashem, we're not tested like Yosef, but we have the ability to also connect the earth to the heavens when we keep Shabbos. Vayadei kach, and when we do that, kevin shashamayim v'aretz kshirim hem, memela gam shamayim, so shamayim gets connected, and we get bracha. That's why, going back, Shabbos is a source of bracha. What happens is we have a conduit, so to speak, Kabbalistically. When we connect the two, there's not a chasm, there's not a division, then we're able to tap into the heavenly blessing. That's why the biggest bracha is Torah and mitzvahs. Torah is eternal. Now, if you have a nice car, Tesla, is that controversial in California these days? Elon Musk, I don't know. Right? You have a nice Tesla. I'm joking. Yeah, you have a nice Tesla. Maybe like Ferrari, Jaguar, whatever it may be. Rolls Royce. Right? Like myself, a Honda Pilot, a Schmuck, a Honda Pilot. Yeah, you have a nice car. That, you think that's bracha? Yeah, cars come and go. They break. You know, mechanics. Nice house. Houses you have to fix. They're temporary. You don't get buried with your house. You have Torah. You have mitzvahs. That's the great. Of course, you have blessing in this world. You have health. And you have, get what you need. But the real blessing, the greatest blessing, is eternity. Shabbos. And those who keep Shabbos, that's the hamshach, the continuation of Yiddishkeit and Judaism. The most important, way to make sure that, that your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren are Jews and Torah Jews, is to keep Shabbos. And not just do Shabbos, keep Shabbos. You get that the divine blessing when you keep Shabbos. And all other blessings, happiness, contentment, purpose, connection to Hashem, which is the greatest blessing, But the way you do it is you connect the heavens and the earth, and you bring Hashem in, by bringing Hashem to the earth. Moshe says, "Meged Shemaim Tal Matoim Revetz Shemaim Meged Tvus Shemesh Meged Gerush Rachem." Right, all of Hashem's blessings, Meroish Har Kedem, Meged Gilas Olam, all the Meged Arsulav, Meroitz Shkanta, it all comes from this connection of Shemaim Va'arz. Achar Va'af Birchas Hashabbos, even to the Brach of Shabbos. In Tashem Mishabbos Reglecha, Yeshaya Isaiah says in Perek Nunches, if you stop on Shabbos, Reglecha, Aschav Tzecha, stop your life, you're not involved. Right, and by the way, again, it's not just the malacha. You know, if you're hawking, you're saying the talking about politics on Shabbos or sports, March Madness, right? It's the hockey season, March Madness, right? Right, whatever, baseball, whatever it is, right? If that's your conversation on Shabbos or the stock market or, you know, whether you're going to raise the interest rates, not really. You're missing the boat. That's not stopping. You're sitting there talking about the same thing you talk about the rest of the week. If you're ahead in Musaf, is about your kishka, or your chulent, or your salad, if you're vegan, whatever it may be, or your gefilte fish, or your salmon. You know, that's not what we're talking about over here. You're stopping, you're focusing on Hashem. And of course, then when you get to your kiddush, you should enjoy and realize that gefilte fish, that chulent, that's halig, that's holy, but not in the middle of Musaf. As tis anig el al Hashem, v'arkivta, you will be connected. V'arkivta al b'mal sa Hashem, will take you above all this, and you will be blessed. D'han nachle b'li mitzvim, you have an inheritance without boundaries. Be connected to the Jewish people with no boundaries. Then we say, actually, next thing, Kedusha, after saying Komon and Kosh Kosh and Kesser, is, what do we say? In Kedusha and Musaf, Shema Yisrael. We say Shema in the Kedusha and Musaf on Shabbos. Say Shema Hashem, Yisrael Hashem, Elokei Hashem Echad. She says, "Mamish in Shabbos." That when we say Shema in Musaf on Shabbos, that is Shabbos, right? Shema. When we say Shema in the morning and night, we're saying for the beginning of the day, the end of the day, and on our beds, Shema Kusha Shemitah. There's only one Hashem. Everything that happened to me today, everything I experienced today, all my worries about tomorrow, it's all from you, Hashem. It's all connecting to Hashem. And you, Hashem, there's only one Hashem in the whole world. And that's what we say in Musaf, when we connect the earth to the heavens. V'kasimu makadmonim, in the kadmonim meaning the Kabbalistic Sfarim, should sarech lechavim. We say Shema at some level. That's not supposed to be morbid, but we're supposed to say we give everything for Hashem, even our life if necessary. Which, why? Shanekuda amuka achaviva la'adam, because the most precious thing to everybody is our life. It's the more precious in life, right? V'shavloi, there's no money. Somebody gives, I'll give you a $35 million house for your life. What are you talking about? Are you the car of your dreams for your life? What are you talking about? My life is, that's all. You're dead, right? Your life is your most precious possession. It's v'kedechsiv v'chol ish asher itim anavsho k'asher maizis nashma ala maksira ala asher asho. When you think Shema, I give everything from Hashem. It means you're totally one with Hashem. You're totally connected to Hashem. You can only really say Shema in Kedusha on Shabbos. By Musaf. Not in Shacharis, not in Mincha, not in Maariv. Or no, Kedusha and Maariv. It's like, not in Maariv. By Shabbos, when we're living this idea of Yosef, of Musaf, of connecting the heavens and earth, then we say Shema Musaf. The Az, the last thing we say in Kedusha and Musaf is Yimloch Hashem le'olam. Hashem, you rule forever. Alokayach tzilador ador. Hanadichsiv, that's what we say. Ki kol, everything in the heavens and earth is yours, Hashem. That's the end of it all, and that's the beginning of all. That's the essence of Shabbos and Musaf, which is represented, made by Yosef, is exactly that. You know, if this is the end of this on Musaf, we have to do a little bit more next week about going back to Shal Shudas. But Rabbi said, every Shabbos is on Musaf. You know, it's as close that we do this today. Because every time a person now is Musaf, we can recognize the essence of Musaf, which is by Yosef. That's to connect Shemayim va'aretz, or really from us, from Aretz to Shemayim, to totally come to be one with Hashem. And in that merit, we should bring bracha to ourselves, bracha to our communities, bracha to the Klal Yisrael, and bracha to the world. Okay, wishing everyone a very good Shabbos, and only good things, Mr.
Shabbos.
Shabbos, okay. Thank you.